Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. From the standpoint of working at a news desk, it was a relatively quiet period from Christmas Eve through Christmas Day. There were two arrests for drivers suspected of driving under the influence, although the final numbers from law enforcement agencies have not been released yet. The Avoid the 7 DUI Task Force will remain in effect over the weekend and into the new year. There was a garage fire on West Sonoma Street in Eureka early this morning, a blaze that caused $7,000 in damage, and there were no reported injuries. An engine company quickly extinguished the fire and were on scene for about 2 hours. The cause is under investigation and is not considered suspicious. Just in time for Christmas, the North Coast Co-op announced on Tuesday that a deal has been reached with members of United Food and Commercial Workers Union 5 after 81% of union members voted to ratify the deal. A statement from the co-op said that employees will be able to keep their high-quality health care plans and also makes structural changes to the co-op's wage scale that will ensure long-term viability for the business. Co-op employees will still enjoy a 15% discount on purchases made at the stores. A winter solstice bonus and expanded choices in the health care insurance plans are also part of the contract. Governor Jerry Brown, who took heat in 2011 when he pardoned only 21 people in the state, has made up for it over the past 2 years. In 2012, the governor issued pardons for 128 people in California who have already served their sentences, and on Christmas Eve, the governor pardoned 127 people, primarily for drug-related offenses. 93 of those pardoned by the governor were convicted of possession, transportation, and selling of marijuana and other controlled substances. One woman who broke into a home to steal food to feed her children in 1995 received a pardon. Arlette Large of Humboldt County, the current executive director of the Humboldt Recovery Center. It's forecasted to be another clear day on the North Coast, and the threat of sneaker waves remains in place through today, according to the National Weather Service and the Coast Guard. Don't turn your back on the ocean. Choose your beach carefully because steep beaches amplify the effects of sneaker waves. And stay away from rocks and jetties and stay much further back from the water's edge than you normally would. Californians, like many Americans, do not hold their federal lawmakers and elected officials in high esteem, at least according to the December results from the Public Policy Polling Institute. Poll respondents are divided on whether or not President Obama is doing a good job, almost evenly split with those who approve at 48% and those who disapprove at 50%. President Obama's approval rating in California is at its lowest since 2011, at 51%. It's worse for Congress, where approval ratings for their job performance has fallen below 20%, down to 18%. Californians also believe the country is headed in the wrong direction, with 57% of respondents thinking a new direction is needed. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was just over a month ago that the Humboldt Municipal Water District replaced two decades-old valves to improve water service for customers. And the new year will see more big projects and upgrading the district's water service, as Executive Director Carol Reisch explains.
Well, we're actually about to start our regional interconnect project, and that was a 100% funded $3.5 million project, Proposition 50 grant, and we're going to have three new interconnections put in between existing water systems that will improve emergency supply reliability. One's between Eureka and Arcata, one's between Arcata and McKinleyville over the new Mad River Bridge, and there's a second connection between us and Arcata that makes that all happen.
In addition to the connector project, the district will be able to replace a piece of aging pipeline on the Samoa Peninsula now that all appropriate permits have been issued.
And then next year, we should be or will be replacing that Techite on the Spit. The Coastal Commission just approved our coastal development permit for that. So we'll finally be replacing that very poor piece of pipe. And many of you know we just had a big leak on that 2 weeks ago.
Water systems and water delivery may not be the sexiest issues on the agenda, but it's a necessary and important part of the local infrastructure. With continued improvements and repairs, Reisch looks ahead to the new year with confidence that her district can deliver its water in the most efficient manner possible. And that's the news on this Thursday evening for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.